Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, October 19th. The space around a black hole can be busy. As gas funnels into a black hole, it can form a disk that's heated to millions of degrees. And the spin of the disk and the black hole can create a strong magnetic field. The field can sculpt powerful jets that shoot gas from the disk into space at almost the speed of light. Astronomers should learn more about that process with a space telescope that's scheduled for launch this fall. It's called IXPE, the Imaging X-ray Polarimetry Explorer. The craft will carry three telescopes that are sensitive to X-rays, which are produced by some of the most powerful objects and events in the universe. The telescopes will feed light to instruments that will detect X-rays that have been polarized. They move through space in sync, like members of a marching band. The X-rays can be polarized by magnetic fields, so studying them reveals how the fields align, how they're created, and more. The list of targets includes black holes large and small, plus the remnants of exploded stars. Among those remnants are magnetars. These tiny, ultra-dense corpses produce magnetic fields that are trillions of times stronger than Earth's. IXPE should map those fields, helping scientists determine how magnetars are born, how they evolve, and how they affect the space around them. IXPE isn't the only space telescope being prepared for launch. We'll talk about a much bigger one tomorrow. We have skywatching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the cosmos in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.